Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelensko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information. You know, nutrition, exercise, diet, even supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. When last we spoke, I was facing surgery to have cataracts removed from both eyes, the lenses replaced, as well as drains put in both eyes. The surgeries were a couple of weeks apart. The result, I typed this script without glasses in a 12-point actual Arial font, and I could actually read what I was typing. 4 months ago, that would have never happened because both my long-distance vision and short-distance vision was clouded by cataracts and glaucoma. I've always used myself as an example when appropriate when I talk about health, so this is no different. Let me recap my vision story for you. My dad died when he was 41, so I have no information from him or his family. To my knowledge, he never wore glasses. My maternal grandmother had cataracts removed when she was about 70. I have to say that it led to a serious decline in her mental health. She never could get used to the glasses with thick lenses that looked like the bottom of soda bottles. Remember, the types of lenses we have today didn't become common until the mid-1980s. They did the cataract surgery in a hospital where she had to stay overnight. She expected to wake up seeing clearly. When that didn't happen, it exaggerated her decline, although she did live another 10 years and passed at 80 years old. My maternal grandfather did wear glasses, but cataracts didn't happen yet when he died at 73 years of age. My mother had been diagnosed with glaucoma. I don't remember anything special about it at that time, not even eye drops used to control the ocular pressure that we have available today. She died from lung cancer at 61 years old after smoking for 40 years. The important thing is that she carried the genetic tendency for glaucoma, which was the genetic factor in my development of glaucoma. So that's my genetic background. How about my vision? I still remember the exact moment I discovered I needed reading glasses. When I was a college professor at a college in Buffalo, New York, I had been given a badge to enter campus during an international sports competition being held on the campus. I couldn't read the fine print on that badge, no matter how hard I tried. So it was at that point I began getting prescription reading glasses, although, to be honest, I went through the type you buy in a pharmacy just to have enough pairs to leave them wherever I needed them. My real journey began when I finally had an eye exam about 10 years ago here in Grand Rapids. I needed new glasses, as it seemed each eye needed a different strength prescription. The optometrist tested me for glaucoma, and the numbers were high, well over 30 in each eye, and it should be below 8. Prescription eye drops lowered the pressure, but they can't repair the damage I have in my right eye. That was the reason for different prescriptions in each eye. I was also referred then to an ophthalmologist to monitor cataracts that were just sort of beginning. The cataracts developed over a period of 7, 8, 9 years, and by my last exam, we decided to take care of replacing the lenses. Believe me, I was happy to do it because, as I said, reading had become a real challenge. Cataract surgery would take care of my distant vision, but neither the cataract surgery nor the drains they installed to replace the eye drops could repair the vision loss due to the glaucoma. But I consider myself lucky it wasn't more severe. I had both cataracts removed 2 weeks apart and have been recovering since. As for my vision, about a month after the surgical replacements, I got to tell you, it's excellent, as long as it's more than 18 inches away. I look forward to seeing everyone clearly at some point in time without any assistance down the road. As I said, I typed this script without glasses using a 12-point font. but I still need glasses for reading to help the eye with the lost vision. But you know what? That seems like a relatively low price to pay. But the questions I have are, what could I have done to prevent either condition? And what should you and I do in the future? Glaucoma is not just a single ocular disease. There are several different types. Some are related to how well the eyes drain fluid. Some drain slowly, while others seem to get all plugged up. The key to limiting damage is to get the pressure down by draining the excess fluid. While there are still more types of glaucoma, the important thing to know is your family history. Now, that's a significant risk factor for developing glaucoma yourself. There is genetic testing available, but it's not always predictive of what will happen to an individual, because some forms of glaucoma are caused by a combination of genetic and other factors. Regular ocular pressure tests are the best way to find out whether the pressure in the eye is normal or not. If I had not gone to get new glasses, I would not have gotten a diagnosis until later and may have lost even more vision than I already have. As for cataracts, there's really nothing you can do to prevent cataracts because it's partially a function of aging. But you can protect your eyes by wearing UV protection sunglasses to reduce the impact of sunlight. It's always better the earlier you start, so keep that in mind with the kids and the grandkids. Other steps we can take are to quit smoking if you do smoke and keep your blood sugar under control. Now, two questions I've gotten about the surgery are about the types of lenses and, of course, what does it cost? I got the simplest monofocal intraocular lenses because my distant vision was my primary concern. The glaucoma created the need for reading glasses to balance both eyes. But if you've always worn corrective lenses, those issues can be addressed depending on the type of lenses that are used. The person who knows that best is going to be your ophthalmologist. Now, the cost appears to vary depending on what you want the lens to do. It also depends on the type of health insurance coverage you have. The American Academy of Ophthalmology has a Q&A section on lenses on their website. It's obvious to me that eye care is a good investment because it affects the quality of life and productivity. So I asked my surgeon, who, by the way, has listened to this podcast at times, the question about how to prevent cataracts and glaucoma. And he thought about it and said, prevention can be tenuous. So the best thing to do, keep your vision as long as you can, is to get regular eye exams every year that will protect your vision as well as keeping your glasses up to date to reduce eye strain. Seems like sound advice to me. Just another step to improve our health span. I'm glad I had the surgery and would recommend it without reservation, but it's a discussion best had between you and your ophthalmologist. And speaking of that term, health span, that's going to be the focus of this new season. I'm certainly not the first person to use it, and I heard it during one of the health-related podcasts I listen to regularly. The basic idea is not how many years you live, it's about how many years you live healthy. Some medical professionals have determined, based on observation, that once you're diagnosed with a condition such as cardiovascular disease or hypertension, the countdown clock begins. After that, it appears to be a continual decline in health span. Now, you may still live a long time, but it may not be necessarily a healthy journey until you die. It comes down to a relatively simple question. What kind of life would you like to have? One that allows you to do everything you physically and mentally want to do? Or do you want to be encumbered by degenerative diseases that limit you? There are many things we can't control, like exposure to viruses and environmental toxins and some genetic conditions. But with better lifestyle choices, we may be able to extend our health span. And that's going to be the focus of this season. Like the saying from Star Trek stating that space was the final frontier, your health span is the frontier we all need to explore. Stick around for the ride. And that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like the podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.